The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University. My passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is common mistakes when gardening in containers. The first is drainage. Garden season is in full swing here in the Midwestern United States. While many of us garden the traditional way, many more have turned to gardening in containers for a myriad of reasons. Whatever the circumstance, there are common mistakes when gardening in containers to avoid and ensure successful pots. The number one hurdle container gardeners have is ensuring containers and pots have enough holes to provide proper drainage. Containers need adequate holes to prevent water from gathering around the roots and rotting them. Often, people add stones or gravel to the bottom of a pot instead of buying pots with holes or adding them. Don't do it. Number two is container size. Next in line in the error hierarchy is selecting the wrong sized pot. This problem comes with a variety of consequences. Overplanting a container that isn't large enough leads to stunted plant growth, and selecting a planter made of material that isn't aligned with what you're growing. For instance, a terracotta pot is always a lovely, classic choice unless you're growing a plant that needs to stay very moist. Terracotta is extremely porous, allowing soil to dry out quickly. While most herbs love to be hot and dry and excel in terracotta, a much better option here would be a plastic container or a glazed ceramic pot. Both do a much better job of retaining moisture. Additionally, using a pot that is too small can lead to root-bound plants, while a pot that's too big can hold too much liquid, leading to the aforementioned root rot. There's a link in this article that has a great insight on choosing an appropriate container. This is such a tempting error to make. You find an assortment of beauties that look amazing. You combine them into a lovely arrangement, but they don't thrive. Choosing plants with different needs like water, sun, etc. to coexist in the same container can lead to disaster. Some will likely thrive as others fail. It's important to keep a keen eye on the ideal conditions for any plants you put together for optimum results. Third, food and water. A few more common mistakes when gardening in containers depend on how you do or don't nourish your plants. Soil is a big consideration, as this is how your plants will find nutrients to grow. Using garden soil in containers is a no-no. Plants that live in containers need potting mix that drains well. Here's a link to a great option. And provides enough breathability for healthy roots. Another way to feed your plants is fertilizing. Potted plants have to be fed fertilizer regularly, since there is a finite amount of soil and nutrients in each pot. It is recommended to fertilize every 2 to 4 weeks for premium results. Check out a recent article on feeding options. Finally, watering is of utmost importance. Overwatering and underwatering are both common problems. Not watering your plants often enough leads to stunted growth, while overwatering can lead to root rot. Extreme cases of both can kill your potted plants. Here's a pro tip. If you find a container you love and notice that drainage is inadequate or non-existent, consider using a drill to add additional holes. A healthy plant is a happy plant.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.